2-0 start. You gotta like it. Four set win and a sweep. It's off to a good start, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think today just really kind of showed what we have and like what we're capable of doing, and our freshmen what they're capable of doing as well. I think we had to get our jitters out in the first set, and we kind of have to battle up and down a little bit today. If anybody was here, you guys could kind of tell that, but definitely. Fuels the fire of our coaches, I say, because now we know like what our players do have and what we have to work with.
You said at the end of these kind of the Sterling tournament that we need to fix some things, and those things got fixed a little bit in practice this week.
Oh, hands down, especially 4 days, and we're like, we're going to work on this, this, and this, and we could definitely tell that we worked on that. And now that we're like really, really competing, and it counts for something, we have like a whole nother list of things that we could work on. And but the cool thing about that right now is like there's some things that we've noticed, and then we tell our players, and then they go and do it. So like having a coachable team makes the world a difference. And some of it's just changing up of hitting angles and all those things. And the girls are doing it right here, right now in the competition without having to practice it, so I think that's a big plus.
Thought the serving, boy, you really served aggressively, really well, the entire day. I thought you did.
Yeah, we served great, but we didn't serve as accurate as we needed to. We weren't really hitting the spots that we wanted, and that's something I'll commend Coach Tracer for, because like that's a big thing for him. And we missed averaging right now. We only have two matches, but four missed serves a match, and we gotta tighten that up. It's one thing to miss a serve aggressively, but we're missing serves at prime time, and we gotta be locked in and for those.
Besides this missed serves, what else we gotta improve from day one to day two?
I think just the communication right off the get-go. Some of our people on our court need to like step it up and call some people off instead of the miscommunication of whose ball it is, and you know, communicate a little bit better with each other, I think, is one. Lack of misserving, and then winning the game at the net. We can block better than what we have. Our sets, it was up and down. So, like, one set we'd have, like, five blocks. The next one we didn't even show up. So I think those are the three biggest things.
How about Saturday matches? I'm sure they're going to be two tough ones at 2-4.
Yeah, for sure. So Casper and Laramie County, and those are tough teams from the north of the Region 9. And, you know, we'll never see them again until it comes to regionals. And we all want to win, and we all want to have a good season, and we just got to come in and compete. And I think that those are going to be two great matches to see where we're really lacking.
Did you have a chance to see anybody else? LCCC and Casper, I watched a little bit, and they look pretty good.
Yeah, they look really clean, and they have hitters, and they have, I know, like, Laramie County, watching their hitters, they just have really good arms, and they have heavy hands and heavy arm swings. And then Casper, they're just tall and lanky, and they take up a lot of court. We're not as big as the other teams, but we have a little bit more hustle, and I think a little bit more heart as well.